The letter. Every day, Toad sat on his porch, waiting for the mail. Every day, he waited and waited, but no mail ever came. This was his sad time of the day. Sometimes, Toad's best friend, Frog, would sit with him, and they would be sad together. But today, Frog had a different idea. Instead of waiting with Toad, Frog said, "I have to go home now, Toad. There's something important I forgot to do." With that, Frog hurried home. Toad wondered what Frog felt was more important than being sad together, but he was feeling tired and decided to take a nap. However, in a very short time, Frog ran back to Toad's house. Toad was in bed, so Frog shook him. "Toad, I think you should get up and wait for the mail some more." "No," said Toad with a yawn. "I'm tired of waiting for the mail." Frog looked out of Toad's window and down the road. "Toad, get out of bed," he pleaded. "You never know when someone may send you a letter." Toad got out of bed and looked out of the window. No one was coming. "No one will ever send me a letter. There will not be any mail," Toad sighed. "But Toad, someone may send you a letter today," Frog replied. "Don't be silly. No one has ever sent me a letter before, and today will be no different." "But Frog, why do you keep looking out of the window?" "Because I gave Snail a letter to deliver this morning," Frog said with a little smile. Toad was shocked. "You did? What did you write in the letter?" "I wrote, 'Dear Toad, I am glad that you are my best friend, Frog.'" "Oh, that makes a very good letter." Then Frog and Toad went out onto the front porch to wait for the mail. They sat there, feeling happy together. They waited 4 days, but Snail finally got to Toad's house and gave him the letter from Frog. Toad was very pleased to have it.